This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06 along the Gulf Coast and even down in Homestead. We've got some rain and showers, but that's not going to stop the party at the racetrack for sure. Hey, this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always we podcast this show after the fact on usfdracing.org. You got to check them out. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Thank you so much to Ed Seafood Shed, the main sponsor of the show. And without them, well, we wouldn't be here every morning. And I got to tell you, went over there last night. Ed and Barbara weren't there, but had a great meal and wasn't too busy. So if you're not heading over to Five Flag Speedway to test your car for the Snowball Derby, which, by the way, today is the only open practice, well, you might want to stop by Ed's for lunch. And by the way, Tim Bryant will be standing by from Five Flag Speedway. Also, we're going to have a huge Homestead part of the show. The second half of the show is all Homestead. We're going to talk about the truck race last night, how the rain is going to be affecting everything from the nationwide. We've got one of the, again, the USFD Racing teammates, Kevin Eagle. He's going to be actually with the 50 car today in the nationwide. That's TJ Bell, going to be changing tires. That's with Ray Hackett Racing. He'll be on a little bit later talking about the truck race last night as well. And how about it? Congratulations. If you haven't heard, it was 15 laps shy because of rain, and that's what they're going to be battling all weekend long. But Austin Dillon became the youngest champion. How cool is that in NASCAR? Took the number three truck to the championship, finishing 10th. And we'll talk about that race a little bit later. Also, more Homestead with SI.com's and Landmark Newspapers' Dustin Long. I got to tell you, if you haven't heard some of the banter this week, Tony Stewart and Carl Edwards had a press conference, and it was like two boxers going at it. It was awesome. Also, I want to just say real quick, as we're getting ready for the Snowball Derby, my team, Hurricane Motorsports, has had a great week as far as sponsorship. I'd like to also thank all the ones that we've had all year long, because I can. How about that? Cooper Tires on Highway 90 right across from Mobile Lumber. Without those guys, Daniel and the whole crew, this just wouldn't be able to be out there. And we've got three bombers we're taking over to the Snowball Derby, so we're so excited. Advanced Auto Parts has signed on for this year and next year. Also, Ed's Seafood Shed. And we got Snap-on Tools, which is a big help, especially to track. And a couple of them that we're just working on, Robbie Gordon's Speed Energy Drink. And now, you know, if you saw him at Talladega in that bright pink race car he had leading for a while, you've got to go to speedenergy.com. Check out the website. Also, go on Facebook at Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Has all the information about those guys. And also, we're working on another sponsor. Can't say who it is yet. And I put this on the Facebook again. I would consider myself a quote unquote, NASCAR fans, get ready, a lucky dog if we got this particular sponsor. So I'm bringing in one of my buddies, David Owens, who actually works with Victory Circle. These are the guys who do all the radios, and that's a pretty good hint, don't you think, David?
Oh yeah.
Okay, but don't say anything. Okay, just figure it out. So David, let me ask you something. Good morning, first of all, welcome to the show. I want to say congratulations, because now as Victory Circle, you were the guys who are at the racetrack at Mobile, Five Flags up in Montgomery Speedway. You guys handle all the radios for the track and also for the drivers, and you guys just became a receiver dealer. Tell me about it.
Yeah, the receiver is a lot of your dirt tracks and go-kart tracks, stuff like that. Won't allow radios. They want you to run a receiver to where you hear exactly what the race director wants, and to get you lined up and stuff. It is a scanner, but quote, it's small.
Size of a beeper, wouldn't you say?
Actually, a little smaller than a beeper, but it's for hearing only, and it's a good way for the track to communicate with the drivers.
Well, and a lot of the drivers, like let's say for the bomber class, it's mandatory. And again, we were talking earlier this morning before the show, and they call that the voice of God, because like you said, when they tell you to do something, you better do it or they're going to park your car, because everybody makes sure before the races start that every one of those receivers are working. But you've got a busy weekend now, because you're heading over also to Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant's going to stand by here in a little bit and tell us about all the practice, but you're going to be available for the drivers. What you got going on?
I'm just there if they need equipment or have a problem, and try to get it solved for them before they get to the big race in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and can you believe it? Snowball Derby just 2 weeks away, so we're so excited about that. Let me ask you what you guys do with the radios. I know you've been doing some work for our team with our open-wheel modified. You can take any radios that you've had, for instance. Ours has been sitting for a while. Bring them to you, and you guys do pretty much go through and let us know if they're salvageable or not. And a lot of times, so much cheaper to get them fixed than buying a new radio, isn't it?
Right, yeah. We just take them apart, blow the dust out, clean them, make sure the batteries ain't leaking, corroded, and eating it up.
Like ours were.
Check the jacks, your wiring, your headsets. Make sure you got wires broke loose, because a lot of them holler they can't hear, or they don't hear the driver, and it's usually just a wire. Fix it, and they're on their way.
Right, and you've been doing this for a while with Victory Circle. Can you tell us a little bit how you got started in this? Because you're not just a radio guy at the track. You did some racing back in your day, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done a little racing for a lot of years. But, yeah, just got into it because it is, you know, it's a way for me to stay in the racing.
Yeah. And you actually, I want to tell real quick, you know, everyone knows and I talk about it, about my accident I had August 6th at a Mobile Speedway. But a few years back in your modified, boy, you had a tumble, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a good one off turn one. I broke a transmission, and it broke my hip, tailbone, couple of ribs, fractured a jaw. And then turned around and went to Jeffco 3 weeks later and run third.
That's so cool. There's no way I could have done that. Well, David, let me ask you, you know, I'm going to talk to Tim a minute with Five Flag Speedway, and obviously there's such a buzz about this race, and, it has become a nationwide thing. What do you think about the Snowball Derby? What is it about that really attracts all these drivers and all these teams? And, I mean, you look at the entry list, you go to fiveflagspeedway.com or snowballderby.com and check it out if you're listening online. You've got NASCAR guys. Chase Elliott's coming back. He's going to be one of my picks for both cars because he's running the Snowflake and the Snowball. But what do you think it is? What's the draw to this? I mean, Kyle Busch has won it. You've got a lot of NASCAR guys. Rick Crawford's won it. What is it about this race?
It's the prestige. I mean, this is the 44th year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you go back in the years and look. I mean, NASCAR drivers have been in it for years. And it's just the most prestigious, continuous running short track race in the country.
Yeah, and the track is something special, too. You know, they haven't had it repaved, and I think, I want to say the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, 77 or 78, and I could ask Tim about that. Now, they do the diamond cutting on the surface, but it's a little bit rougher surface. And talking to Tim last year about this time, about the possibility of maybe getting it repaved, he's talked to a lot of those drivers, and they say they don't want it repaved. Why is that? Why wouldn't you want that track repaved? Is it going to be too fast? Is it just the feel of the car?
Yeah, a lot of drivers don't want it because it makes you got to drive it. You got to manage your tires. And if they come in and repave it, it's like Jeffco, which is Gresham Motorsports Park. Mm-hmm. They repaved it three years ago.
Yeah.
And the speed picked up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same. That's what's going to happen here. If they repave it for a couple of years, it's going to be a one-lane track, and it'll be fast.
Almost too fast for the cars that are going to be there, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, there's a lot of ways to get a hold of you, first of all. Again, we're talking with David Owens. Just real quick before we get Tim Bryant on the phone here in a couple of minutes with Victory Circle. He's a guy who does a lot of the radio, works locally on the regional side from, again, like Montgomery Speedway. You've hit, you do some of those other tracks. But anyone can get a hold of you. If I've got a helmet and it's not working, especially on the off season, this is the time to get all this stuff. And that's another question I want to ask you. If we've got all these radios, how do we keep them in good shape after the last race, let's say the Snowball Derby, before we come back and start racing in, you know, March?
Well, it's maintenance. I mean, it's even though you're off, a lot of people, they'll throw them in the box, shut it up, and it sits for 3 or 4 months.
That's the worst thing to do.
Worst thing to do. You need to keep your chargers up, throw them in the chargers, charge them up, take them out, and let them sit. 30 days, same thing. Put them back in the charger.
Okay, and that's going to save those batteries on the off season.
Right. It's going to keep them from just, because a lot of these batteries, they die completely. They may come back and they may not.
Now, let me ask you, there are a lot of drivers, I can tell you, from the Bomber Division, Mobile, and also Pensacola. And that's what these the Bomber class is designed for, is to move drivers up to that next level. So I know there's some people moving up to the Sportsman. I know there's some people moving up to the Truck Series, which sounds like it's going to be something special at Rick Crawford's track. I've seen so many people on the Facebook and on the Internet building these trucks. It's going to be really cool to see these things at Crawford's track next year. But what can they do? What do they need to have to take it from a Bomber who's not allowed to have any radios and has those receivers we were just talking about to get a radio? I mean, what's kind of a cost factor? What does a team need to come up with before they take it to that next level?
It really depends on what they want. I mean, I can set them up and use stuff, which would be just the headsets, but new will be the car harness, push to talk, earbuds. But it's, you know, I can work with any drivers with their budget.
Okay. Well, what's the best way to get a hold of you, David? Obviously, at the track today, if you're going to Five Flag Speedway, you'll be in the pit area, not hard to find. You're probably going to park next to Tech, aren't you?
I'll be wherever I can get.
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. Yeah, because the gates, I believe, are opening, if they're not now, at 8:30. We'll have Tim here in just a minute to talk more about that. But, well, what's the way to get a hold of you away from the track if we need some radio work done, David?
You can get me at 251-327-5970. Or you can email me at victorycircle.yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, David, man, have fun today. Give us a report and let us know how the cars are over there. And it's stay dry. How does the weather look at? I know we were talking earlier, a lot of the drivers are maybe going to wait till about lunchtime or so to go over, maybe to try to fight some of this weather locally. You're driving over to Pensacola now. What's the weather look like?
Yeah, it's still kind of misting right now. It looks like it's trying to clear, but I know on the Bayway a while ago, it was pouring.
Okay. Well, there you go, fans and drivers, if you're heading over that way. David, we appreciate you coming on board, and definitely appreciate you helping out with Hurricane Motorsports this year and also with Full Throttle Racing.
Yeah, okay. It's my pleasure, and you have a good day, Kane.
Oh, I guarantee I will, man. It's race time, and we're going to continue. Five Flag Speedway, like we said, he's wearing over there. All the local drivers getting their stuff ready. Snowball Derby, this is the only open test day. So what does that mean? Tim Bryant talks about it next. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks to Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, Ed C. Bouchette. Thank you. So much fun last night. Took some friends over there and had some good food, and that's what it's all about today. If you're not going to head over to Five Flag Speedway and practice the cars, which, by the way, again, today, Snowball Derby preview, the only open test day. Well, you got 10 minutes to get there as the gates are opening up, and probably one of the busiest guys there. I'm telling you right now, Tim Bryant takes just a moment to talk with us this morning. And, Tim, you guys are got a big day today, and the weather so far holding off, right?
Well, so far so good, Kane. We're scheduled to open the gates at 8:30, which we'll do. We're getting a little bit of a mist right now, and the weather prognosticators had told us that it could be on off today. But all that said, it's a big day. It's an important day, especially for local division racers. And by the way, if you got a long day, if you're not ready this morning, I know on these Saturday practices before the Derby, a lot of guys put the finishing touches on their cars on Saturday morning. We're going to go until 8 o'clock tonight. So. Just $15 to get in the pits. Of course, grandstand admission is free for anybody who wants to come out and just kind of check out the action, see what it's all about if you're new race fans. But I think we'll be able to get the track dry on and off today and go with practice.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of local drivers listening this morning. They've been talking on Facebook. Well, what time are you going over? They're talking about noon or so. But like you said, definitely get over there as soon as you can. Get set up because it is a big day. You'll have all the divisions local. You might have some of the big guys as far as the local division or local guys running in like the, you talk about the snowball or the snowflake. And, you did get another. I want to talk just real quick about Landon. What was it? Where's his name? Landon Castle. I'll say it right.
Landon Castle on our entry list.
Yes.
He'll be driving Drew Turner's car at the Snowball. Came very, very close to being the winner last year.
Yeah.
A late race confrontation with Johanna Long, who ultimately went on to win. Kept Landon out of victory lane. I think he ended up with a fourth place finish, and he was happy for that. Congratulated Johanna in victory lane and said, hey, she raced me like I would have raced her. So all that said, he's on a mission to come back and try to get the Tom Dawson Trophy this year.
Yeah, going to try to keep it in Pensacola. Also, some drivers are. So what do you expect to see so far? We've talked before since you've been here. Ticket sales have been great. I know camping at the fairgrounds, I believe, is sold out, if I'm not mistaken, and you probably are about out of a room as well.
Well, it's the other way around, actually. On ground here at the Speedway, we're sold out of camp spots, unless we get some late cancellations. Of course, we're keeping people on the list, but the overflow camping goes to the fairgrounds just a mile south of the Speedway, and we run the trolley back and forth regularly throughout the day. Some folks that have stayed down there have actually had the opportunity to move on to the grounds and decided they like it down there. It's a little quieter when they want a little quiet time. But anyway, all that said, ticket sales are going well. We still do have good reserved seats available. The entries are still coming in. The locals have really picked up. We've got a line of bombers at the gate this morning waiting to get in. And, of course, some late models as well. Mason Mingus is came in the middle of the 90s at the front of the line from Tennessee. So, you know, all those guys getting those last-minute tune-ups done.
Well, and you have people, again, this is such a huge race. We were talking with David Owens from Victory Circle a couple minutes ago, the 44th annual continuing Snowball Derby, and this has become something on a nationwide or beyond that, because you've had drivers, as we talked last week, from Canada coming. And what is it about this race, and I want to hear it from the promoter side, that is so special that draws these people in? Obviously, it's the history, but a lot of bragging rights on this race, isn't there?
Well, you're right. It's I think the tradition just has an awful lot to do with it, and I mean the racing community has been so supportive of this event, you know, years, and that just continues on, and you know, we do get a lot of national recognition for this event, and you know, I tell you, it's I think it's testament to the quality of local racing we have down here on the Gulf Coast. I mean, guys know when they come to Pensacola, and this is where the tradition, in my opinion, started with the Snowball. They know when they come to Pensacola and beat the guys that run here regularly,
yeah,
that they've really accomplished something. And over time, that's just kind of snowballed, no pun intended, into bringing guys from all four corners of the nation.
Well, you know, I want to talk about how you guys have been able to reach out to the fans. You do so much for the fans. You've got a great website, but you're also on locally on Pensacola on Blab TV. Tell me about the TV show that you guys do on Mondays.
Well, we're on Blab TV. It's a local cable station every other Monday. We usually do a race recap and then a preview of the next event. And it streams over the Internet, the easiest way for our race fans outside the immediate Pensacola area to watch it. It'll be live at sideflagspeedway.com. We won't be on this coming Monday, but on Monday of the Snowball Derby week, we'll be on. Bob Dillner will be appearing with us that night, so he'll have some good insight coming into the Snowball. His speed51.com website does a fantastic job helping promote the event, and of course, you know, offering live coverage throughout the event. So we're looking forward to that, and we had a presentation yesterday at a local Rotary Club. We just try to make a presence in the community and be a good neighbor to our community, and it reciprocates, because the community has really embraced, especially the Snowball Derby, but five in general.
Yeah, well, let's go real quick. I know you've got about 3 or 4 minutes. You got to get the gates open, then we'll let you go. But let's go through the schedule of the event starting Wednesday, Snowball Derby Green Flag Party. There's food, drinks, and trucks and trailers and drivers. Tell me about it. As a fan, you know, you really need to go to this, because pretty much all the drivers that are going to be at Snowball Derby are there, right?
Well, I tell you, that's a great event, and free to the fans. That's the best part. We do a lot of things that night. We park all the haulers in on Wednesday, get their technical inspections out of done for the late model teams. Then the fans can come in at 5 o'clock in the evening. The drivers are kind of laid back, willing to sign autographs. We've got a live band coming this year, the Wayne Mills Band from Nashville. As a matter of fact, Drew Turner, that owned Landon Castle's car, actually manages that band.
Oh.
So, you know, a little connection there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing chili for charity that night. A lot of fun. And then, of course, Thursday morning, it's down to business with practice all day for both late model divisions. The Bombers and Sportsmen Run on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Open Wheel Modifieds and Super Stocks on Friday night. And then, of course, the Allen Turner Snowflake 100 with an entry list of around 70 strong right now goes Saturday night, and then it all leads up to Sunday's 300 laps super late model Snowball Derby.
How many are you starting on Saturday, Tim?
The Snowflake is a 36-car field, kind of a mirrored image of the Snowball Derby. In fact, at one point in time, it was, you know, when there was just one division of late models, it was just a group of guys that wanted to run 100 laps as opposed to 300 laps.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, with the pro late models coming on like they have, it's a standalone event, and has really gotten some national recognition on its own.
And you've got several drivers doing double duty this year, too, don't you?
Yeah, 24 at last count. Guys that were coming with two cars to run both events.
Wow.
So it tells you, you know, how important that Snowflake 100 has gotten to be.
Well, and you guys teamed up also. Can you talk a little bit real quick about what you've done with one of your sponsors? And also, we've got a young gun that almost won it last year, Chase Elliott. What's the story? You've kind of teamed up, and you're doing something special Saturday night.
Well, yeah, it's an opportunity for fans to share the thrill of victory with Chase. If he can pull off two in a row. Now, remember last year, he started on the tail end of the field after actually getting in the Snowflake via a last chance qualifying race. start on the tail of the field, passed every car, won the race. If he can win that race again this year, and assuming the odds are pretty good, if he starts towards the front, which is likely, some lucky fan is going to get $1,000 cash.
Wow.
Courtesy of Alan Turner Automotive. All they have to do to be eligible for that is swing by the Alan Turner booth. It'll be right inside the main entrance. Be a couple of Hyundais on display there. Simply register on your way in the gate, and if Chase wins that race, you can share his victory lane celebration and carry $1,000 home.
Boy, that's a cool thing. And just one more thing that you do for the fans. And then it all starts, can you run down Sunday morning? Because there's such a, it's like going to a NASCAR race. If you've never been to the Snowball Derby, because it has the electricity, you've got the driver's introductions on the front straightaway, on a stage. I mean, can you just talk about the experience of the whole day, not just the race, because there's so much that leads up to it.
Well, Sunday we get our teams in early. They start setting up their pits on pit road. By that time, we'll be down to 36 or possibly 37 cars if we have a previous champions provisional. The haulers will start exiting the pits, and they'll all be out of there by 9 o'clock. At that time, we'll be opening the pit area or shortly thereafter for trackside parking. The grandstand gates open at 9, and you're right, there's just some electricity in the air. People are milling around. We have a lot of product vendors coming in. There's going to be a lot of prize giveaways back in the fan zone. Just a great atmosphere. Around 12 o'clock, we'll start our pre-race ceremonies and, recognize some dignitaries and start the driver introductions around 1. And, of course, at 2 o'clock, the Snowball Derby will get to green.
Well, I tell you what, I know you've got to go real quick. I imagine do you still have positions available? If you can't make the track today for open practice, there's still the chance to test and do private testing at the track, or are you fully booked?
No, we still have some openings for private testing. Of course, today is a big day for local drivers, and we feel like we're going to beat this weather. Unfortunately, with the schedule of events packed into the 4 days that we have, we don't have a lot of time for bomber practice, sportsman, superstock, or modified practice on those Thursdays and Fridays. So that's the reason that today is so important. So, we're planning on getting a lot of that done. But if somebody does want to do a private test, they can simply call the track and see what's left available.
Well, Tim, we appreciate it. Go get those gates open, and I'd like to talk to you next week as we prepare. And if we don't talk to you before, then have a great Thanksgiving, and can't wait. Just a couple more weeks to go, buddy.
It's coming. Thanks for having us on, and happy Thanksgiving to all the race fans.
That's awesome. Okay, there's Tim Bryant, one of the hardest working men right now, I guarantee, along the Gulf Coast and all these racetracks. So what are we going to do now? Shift gears to where we go, South Florida, to Homestead, a rainy, rainy Homestead. I don't know if that nationwide race is going to get in. We'll find out in a minute. Going to talk with some of the folks from USFD Racing, and then still to come, Dustin Long with SI.com and Landmark Newspapers. We got a lot to talk about. Shifting gears to NASCAR on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, you're listening to Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later today podcast right there at usfdracing.org. And I tell you, so much to handle now. There's a lot of NASCAR last weekend for the guys, and oh, what a good start, man. I tell you what, a great truck race last night. Rain shortened, 15 laps. Congratulations, Austin Dillon, taking that free truck to the championship again, finishing 10th. So that was good enough. And I know for a fact that she was there and is going back to the track today. We're talking with the public relations director, Kat, with USFD Racing. And you guys, that's us as well, me. We've got a lot of showing coming up in NASCAR. We've got some stuff going on, and I wanted to share that. So good morning, Kat. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Good morning, race fans. It is a humid day down here in Miami, so everybody's been wet. A lot of wet shoes, wet socks, a lot of track drying, a lot of shooting the breeze, talking about old race stories during the break.
So it's one of those, those rain delays. You can't do much, to be honest.
You really can't.
What a great truck race last night. You guys were out there last night. Let's talk a little bit about it. What did you see? How was the crowd? Obviously, I always talk about the crowd, but the racing was great. But, man, Austin Dillon did it, man. Youngest champion. How about it?
Yeah, he kind of rode around a little bit, played the smart card with the expected norm. You know, he wasn't really trying to race anybody too hard. I think everybody went in conservatively. It wasn't a really big crowd. I think the rain was a major factor.
Well, what's that looking?
Was,
What's that looking like today? Because we've got the nationwide race. We're going to talk with Kevin here in just a minute. He's going to be changing tires with TJ. I mean, with the weather the way it is now, is there going to be any postponement? And I know there's a big chance of rain tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I do believe so. I mean, the track has been awesome trying to dry the track, mm-hmm. get in the events. As you know, last night they didn't let the truck qualify. They just raced at around 8. And so it may be the same schedule for the nationwide race. Now, maybe they don't qualify, but they try to get the race in. But it's been sheets of rain coming, mm-hmm. sunshine, and then sheets of rain, and mm-hmm. then sunshine. So it's very typical Florida weather down here.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to have to fight. Well, I'll tell you what, let me talk to Kevin real quick. I want to kind of talk with him about what he's got going on here for just a second.
Okay,
switch the phone out.
No problem. Yeah, there was a lot going on pit road yesterday before I turn you over to Kevin, but a lot of trucks were fighting that rain, track changes and the headwind. So there was a lot of stuff going on pit road, and he'll be able to explain all that to you. So let's give you Kevin Eagle,
cool. Okay.
The United States Fire Department racing crew member.
That's very cool. And again, we're having just a little bit of phone issues, so hopefully we'll be able to sort it out just a little bit. You know how it is down in Florida when it rains, it's hard to get it. Kevin, good morning, brother.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, doing great, man. I tell you, you live in the dream, aren't you? You have been traveling with NASCAR all this year and beyond this. But real quick, let's talk a little bit about, for the people who don't know who Kevin Eagle is, talk about some of the things that you've done in the past and where you're at right now working with NASCAR.
Back in the past, I have worked with Chip Ganassi Racing, mm-hmm. Back when Sterling Marlin then moved over to David Stremme, then over to Juan Pablo Montoya, mm-hmm. and Dylan Reed Thorson, which is in the Nationwide Series.
Well,
and after those, took and went over with Jennifer Jo Cobb Racing,
yeah.
for the last couple of years, and improved their program some, and now I'm Ray Hackett Racing, bringing in a newcomer, Derek Fox.
Yeah, and that's going to be something you guys are working with. Now, today, though, you're going to be with T.J. Bell. What are you doing on the team today?
Today with T.J. Bell, I'll be changing rear tires during the race this afternoon, which starts at 4:30.
4:30, hopefully, if everything goes well. I'm telling you, I hate the fact that we're having some phone issues, so I apologize again. It's just cutting in and out, so it's live radio. But, Kevin, let me ask you, what have you seen this year as far as with some of the teams? Because we were just talking off the air about silly season and how so many people in the NASCAR community, not just on the big side but on the small side, from tire changers and to just crew members, they're losing their jobs, and there's a lot of shops that are closing. So is it going to be hard for – I mean, the economy's tough already, but it seems in racing, and especially in the NASCAR world, teams are closing up. Kevin Harvick's lost his truck, right, or is shutting down his doors. What are you seeing as a crew member, and what are your thoughts and some of the fears some of the drivers are talking, or rather the crew members are talking about?
A lot of it depends upon the way the race ends today. A lot of teams are shutting down. You got, like, Rusty Wallace, which is a big name in NASCAR, mm-hmm. for many, many years. And they're shutting down because of loss of their sponsorship. Turner Motorsports, which is running 3 trucks this year, mm-hmm. and 3 nationwide cars, they're having to scale back due to sponsorship issues also.
And that's been one of the biggest problems, is sponsorship. Well, Kevin, after today then, what will be your focus, and what are you looking at for next year?
Next year, working a few deals, may move up to the big Sprint Cup deal again, with TJ Bell. We're just waiting on a few things to get settled up,
yeah.
and make a run at that again next year. Plus, got some dealings with Ray Hackett Racing again. We're talking with Brian Russ, another gentleman from the USFP racing page, about doing 4 or 5 races with next year to get his approval to try to do the Camping World Series Rookie of the Year for 2013.
Yeah, so he has to just get through some of those tests and stuff. Well, Kevin, I tell you, I know you guys are getting ready to head out to the track. I just wanted to kind of give an update to some of the guys with USFD Racing. And real quick before I let you go, can you give the fans a little bit of information about who USFD Racing is?
USFD Racing is a team that has came up the show back to the volunteers of the fire department. They put their lives on the line for very minimum stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically heart and soul, because of if it wasn't for the volunteer community, a lot of places wouldn't have any help for the fire department, the EMS people, or anything like that.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you guys. Good luck this weekend. Tell TJ to go fast and turn left for me, okay?
I certainly will.
All right, we appreciate it. Again, I hate the fact that we had some phone issues there, but don't worry about it. You're getting just the inside view from the crew members to everything else that's going down. And now we're going to shift gears and take it up to the next level with Dustin Long, SI.com and Landmark Newspaper. And I'm telling you, if you haven't heard some of the stories that's going around the track so far this week, you're going to want to hang on. It's coming up next. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And I'm telling you, thank you so much to Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Ed and Barbara do a great job there. If you've not been there and you're coming to the Port City, oh, let me tell you, the best seafood guaranteed on the Gulf Coast is going to be at Ed Seafood Shed. And you got to try your mama's platter. So much food. Your mama told you not to eat it. Took a friend there last night. They couldn't finish it. Simple as that. They had a family, couldn't finish it. Well, let's talk about racing. That's what this show's about, not food. It's about NASCAR today. Austin Dillon wins the truck championship, which was great for his 10th place finish. We're going to talk about that. We've got rain, and we've got Dustin Long at the track. The first question, Dustin, hey, good morning. Do you have your umbrella out?
Hey, no, I don't. It's nice and sunny. I'm talking to you from Victory Lane, and they're just starting the cars up. They've already had, the practice has already begun, but they've had a delay. They had a caution because Mike Skinner blew an engine. In the first 10-15 minutes of practice, Dale Jr. will have the fastest lap.
Wow.
Carl Edwards was second, Kevin Harvick third, and then you had Tony Stewart 11th. Remember, they're going to qualify later this morning, and this practice session will set the qualifying order for later this afternoon. So, right now, I've got the car Denny Hamlin about 25 feet away from me. The cars are on the track now, as I'm sure you can hear. And certainly, it's a big day after all the rain yesterday. This is the first opportunity for cars on the track, and they've got two practice sessions today, and then they'll have a qualifying and run the race on Sunday.
Wow. So you've already got the cars are already out there, which is great. You know, I want to talk real quick, if you can hear me, about last night in Austin Dillon. He takes his number three truck, youngest champion, and talk about how he did that last night.
I'm sorry, you got to speak that. It's a little loud here.
I just want to talk about Austin Dillon's race last night. Can you tell us how he won that truck championship and how he looked? Maybe not.
Well, I can't hear you right now, but let me just say that you know, I think with you look at the championship battle for tomorrow. Obviously, Carl Edwards 3-point lead over Tony Stewart. They've scored the same number of points in this chase. The difference being the 3 bonus points that that Edwards got for winning Las Vegas. That was the race where Tony dominated. And I moved inside. Now I can hear you a little bit. Maybe you can hear me. And certainly it was the Vegas race was a race where Tony dominated, had some issues, had a pit road penalty. And Carl ended up scoring the win. So that could be the difference in this whole championship is that 3 points. But you look at tomorrow's race, Carl's won 2 of the last 3 at Homestead. Tony hasn't had as good of a record. And I think, I think I'm picking Carl because he finished ahead of Tony last week at Phoenix, and that was the first time in a month he beat Tony on the track, and I think that was an important thing.
You know, it was really neat to see the banter between those two guys, Stewart and Edwards, for the press conference. Stewart was quoted as saying, "I'd wreck my mom to win the championship." And then back and forth, Edwards and Stewart went back. Did you say something? And then Stewart comes like, "Yeah, you can come visit my trophy in the room at Vegas when you come out there." I mean, boy, these guys are going at it. It was like two boxers before a huge fight. Wouldn't you say that's a good comparison?
Yeah, and certainly they were having, you know, Tony especially was having some fun, and Carl was just spending a lot of time deflecting, and certainly different personalities, and Tony's as relaxed as, at least portraying it as relaxed as he's ever been, and, you know, saying, admitting he felt like he was nervous before the 02 and 05 season finales when he won the championship, when he came into the final race with the points lead. And it's just part of the mind games that he's trying to play with Carl Edwards right now, and, you know, at the end of the day, it I don't know if it matters a whole lot. It just, you know, as Carl says, it matters what happens inside the car on Sunday. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and so you obviously are taking his pick. What does Tony Stewart have to do to win technically then?
I mean, you just got to finish 3 points ahead, three okay. positions ahead. If Tony wins and Carl Edwards finishes second, they finish tied.
Wow.
Tony Stewart wins the championship based on the tiebreaker, and the first tiebreaker is wins. Tony has 4 wins. Carl has 1 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a tie, it goes to Tony. So Carl's got to beat him. Carl has to finish at least 1 point ahead of him, or he'll lose the championship.
Wow, simple as that. And what is the other stories around? Obviously, Brad Keselowski had a secret find from NASCAR. Says he's not going to change the way he thinks about things, but he was kind of outspoken about, I think, the fuel injection for next year. Can you kind of enlighten us on what happened there and what he says and what he shouldn't be saying?
Well, I mean, he recently described the fuel NASCAR's move to fuel injection next year as a disaster and. Basically all, you know, just saying a lot of things were wrong with it. It's just not the right thing for the teams, and it's not truly a green initiative. And so, you know, NASCAR gave him a $25,000 secret fine, and NASCAR Chairman Brian France said, look, you know, you can criticize us as officials, you can criticize this and that, but you're not going to denigrate the sport, and you're not going to question how it's run. And you know, so that's kind of how he got the fine. We, you know, the media, we asked Brian about, you know, why the need for a secret fine, and he says, you know, this is something we feel like we need to do, but we'll look at it in the off season. If we need to change it, we'll change it.
A secret fine, that's something. Let me ask you, when you were outside, I wanted to hit real quick the truck race last night, and Austin Dillon celebrating his first Truck Series championship, youngest champion. Can you tell us a little bit about the truck race? I believe Johnny Sauter won it, 15 laps cut short. It was rain that was coming out, right? What was the final laps like?
Yeah. Johnny Sauter won the race, and like you said, you're right, it was cut short by 15 laps because of rain, certainly something that everybody battled here all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. As it was raining, Denny Hamlin was told the rain was coming, made a move in one of the corners and went up high, and Sauter went up high to block. And Johnny said, hey, if Denny Hamlin's not as good of a driver as he is, we both are probably in trouble.
Oh, no.
And that was the difference, because the caution immediately came out for the rain. It was a heavy rainpour, downpour, soaked the track. It would have taken another 2+ hours probably to dry and get him back out on the track. They would have been starting, you know, after midnight. And NASCAR quickly called the race. Sauter won, but finishes 6 points behind Austin Dillon for the championship. Mm-hmm. Austin Dillon becomes the youngest champion in the Truck Series. Gives Richard Childress his 12th NASCAR title in the Truck Cup and Nationwide. And with all the rain yesterday, kind of, you know, throwing the schedule the day off, I asked Austin, I said, well, were you nervous and how did you relax? And he's like, well, it was a little different because of the schedule, he said, but you know, I was back in the coach, and what got me relaxed is I just watched a Clint Eastwood movie, and he watched Every Which Way You Can.
Oh yeah, Clyde the Monkey's awesome. That's awesome, man. Also, Austin has a good sense of humor, obviously. More about the trucks. Harvick clinches the title for the owners in their final season, closing down the truck shop. That's bittersweet for those guys, huh?
Certainly it is, and you know, he's closing it down, selling the truck team. Ron Hornaday was announced will drive for Joe Dennett Motorsports next year, and they will lease space out of the Kevin Harvick Incorporated shop in Cornersville, North Carolina. And also Joey Coulter was the Rookie of the Year in the Truck Series last night.
More about Harvick. I see Richard Childress has nothing set supposedly in stone on the 29 team for next year. Can you start talking about some of the silly season stuff? I know it's the last race and tomorrow, but we haven't seen as much as what I thought we would by this time.
Well, I think there's going to be every indication that you're going to see a lot of changes at Richard Childress Racing next year. Obviously, they're going from 4 to 3 teams. Yeah. They've got personnel to move around. I think Jeff Burton's crew chief will be moving to another position, but he was relatively new to the crew chief position this year, and so I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the Nationwide Series gained more experience. And it looks like Harvick's going to have a new crew chief, and there's going to be some swapping around of personnel there. Obviously, some other teams will have to get some new crew chiefs, and still there's some drivers out there looking for rides. You know, nothing concrete yet for David Reagan, for Brian Vickers, you know, some of those guys. So David Rudiman. So, you know, tomorrow's race could be a final cup race for a while. And obviously, it's, you know, with this economy, it pushes things further back. I would suspect that you'll probably see one or two or maybe all three of those guys for the cup ride, but they may not be able to, may not have anything in place until December or January, which is a lot later than what you normally would see.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And now, you know, they really don't take much time off because they'll be getting their cars ready. When does all the festivities begin in Daytona?
What was it? I think they said yesterday that the truck race yesterday was 96. They were 96 days away from the Daytona truck race as of yesterday. Obviously, there's Daytona testing in early mid-January. So there's not going to be much of a break. Obviously, the banquet's in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So in the Cup banquet's in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. So there's enough stuff going around to keep the most people busy and just not give them too long of a break. That's for sure.
So you expect these guys that are racing for the championship? You think the other drivers are going to be aware of that? And what I mean by are they're not going to be holding up Stewart or Edwards in this final race? They're going to let those guys battle. How does that work out? Or if you're one of those guys, you're going to try to say, hey, if you see Tony coming, go low. I mean, what? How do they handle that?
Well, we're going to find out. And, you know, we'll see if there are team orders or how people help each other or don't help each other or things like that. So, you know, certainly that could be an issue to some degree. What was it last year? Harvick punted Kyle Busch because he said you know, Harvick was one of the title contenders who won in this race, and Harvick said Kyle Busch kept holding him up in the race, and so he just got sick of it and just put him in the wall.
I couldn't see him doing that. So you're going on paper saying it's going to be Carl Edwards. I'm going to go against you, say it's Stewart, but I do believe you. Yeah, Stewart's going to have to work a lot harder for it. But for the rest of the season, which is till tomorrow, how can we keep track of you at the track?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and the blog at pilotonline.com or hamptonroads.com. Or just do a Google search for Dustin Long, and you'll find me somewhere.
That's it. Well, Dustin, I've got to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it's been so great. I've had so many race fans along the Gulf Coast and worldwide through Facebook just say they really enjoy your insight, and they've really enjoyed having you on the show. And like I tell you every weekend, I promise you the check's in the mail, bro. Okay?
There you go.
Well, we appreciate it.
I hope you could heard me earlier when the cars were out there.
Oh, but, yeah. It was definitely cool, for sure. But, Dustin, have a good off season. I'm sure we'll talk to you next year, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
All right, absolutely. Again, Dustin Long, just doing a great job for us, and I appreciate him so much for coming on. And really, you talk about it, ain't no one closer, obviously. He's right there as they're firing him off on practice. I want to thank all the people that came on board today. David Owens with Victory Circle. Tim Bryant, again, hey, the track is dry now at Five Flag Speedway. So, racers, if you're heading over there for the open practice, if gates are open now until 8 o'clock tonight. Thanks to Kevin and also Kat with USFD Racing and Dustin Long. We'll podcast this show a little bit later. God bless. Stay safe. And we'll see you next weekend.